From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Bloch. Last week, Chicago's city clerk, Jim Lasky, was indicted on bribery and corruption charges. And when he was, the Chicago police pulled the four bodyguards assigned to him. Well, that news has many Chicago taxpayers wondering why the clerk, whose office handles nothing more controversial than dog tags and parking permits, had bodyguards in the first place. NPR's David Shaper reports.
Chicago police won't say how many officers are assigned to bodyguard duty, nor which officials they protect. A spokeswoman says such details could compromise security. But until about a week ago, full-time bodyguards had been assigned to Chicago's three citywide elected officials, Mayor Richard Daley, Clerk Lasky, and the city treasurer. In addition, the City Council Finance Committee chairman has bodyguards, as does former Mayor Eugene Sawyer, who's been out of office for 17 years. When asked why all these officials are protected at taxpayer expense, Mayor Daley suggested it's just the way it's always been.
Well, there's been a few assigned to them over the number of years, and appropriately.
That doesn't exactly sound like a real thorough policy to me.
Jay Stewart is executive director of the Chicago-based Better Government Association.
That sounds like it's a perk, it's a prestige matter, it's an evidence of clout. And whether it's necessary or not is irrelevant.
Stewart says this and past bodyguard controversies stem from a political culture in which politicians feel entitled to such perks. But at least one high-ranking Illinois politician turned down a security detail, and he drives himself to work.
Okay, now we get out here. This is the basement.
Illinois Lieutenant Governor Pat Quinn gets out of his modest Ford Taurus in the basement parking garage of state government's downtown Chicago office building. He heads up the stairs to the concourse level's food court and sits down with a cup of tea. Quinn is a self-styled populist Democrat and former state treasurer who criticizes taxpayer-funded bodyguards for elected officials.
Well, it's ridiculous. Four bodyguards for the city clerk, about the only threat that a city clerk or a city treasurer or a state treasurer might encounter would be a threat from a paper cut, and it's really a waste of money.
Quinn says legitimate threats notwithstanding, bodyguards are nothing more than expensive chauffeurs and valets, and he says Chicago and Illinois are not alone in this regard.
I have gone to lieutenant governor's gatherings, and some of my colleague lieutenant governors do have security, and it's somewhat humorous at these gatherings. You have all the security guys sort of looking at each other.
NPR surveyed several of the nation's biggest cities and found most provide police bodyguards for their mayors, but only a few provide full-time security for other officials unless there is a specific threat. The exception is New York, which provides security for the mayor, the police commissioner, the speaker of the city council, borough presidents, and others, a police spokesman says, who are considered at risk. Even some smaller communities provide security to elected officials and sometimes catch flack for it. The mayor of Chula Vista, California, 2 weeks ago, canceled a $10,000 a month contract for his bodyguard after being accused of wasting money and being paranoid. The mayor of the city of 200,000 said while his life hadn't been threatened, he received menacing letters and emails.
Believe it or not, there are many officials who do receive threats on a daily basis.
That's Chicago Police Spokeswoman Monique Bond, who says the department is constantly reviewing such threats to gauge how serious they are and adjusting security details accordingly. She says the department is also reviewing its policies regarding which public officials really need full-time bodyguards. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.